Superheroes may have to step up their games. Scientists at the University of California at Berkeley say they've made major steps toward developing an invisibility cloak. Nothing too gaudy now, just something simple and see-through. Two papers to be published this month detail major breakthroughs in what scientists prefer to call light bending. Guy Bartal is the research manager at the UC Berkeley Nanophotonics Lab. It is hard to say this with a straight face, but your team is actually working to try and make materials that are invisible.
It's not that the material is invisible. The goal is to design and make these materials such that they will bend the light around an object.
What's achieved by bending the light?
Well, think about a rock in a stream, in a river. For example. So the water bend around the rock, but after they pass the rock, they just keep flowing as it wasn't there. So if you try to sense the water, let's say, a few yards after the rock, you don't really know if there was a rock there from the first place or not. So this is the principle that is being used for cloaking. You just design some special kind of material.
It's a metamaterial, I guess.
Okay, yeah. So what we have shown in the lab is two different metamaterials that ultimately show that we can bend light backwards. You will not be able to go to Target next month and get this off the shelf, but it's definitely a major step because it shows that you can control how the light is bent just by designing these special materials.
Does this mean somebody could cover themselves with metamaterials and sit in a bus station and no one would see him or her?
Well, when this thing will be commercial, then I would say yes. The problem is that also he will not be able to see those who sit next to him.
Oh, well, that's no fun, is it?
It's in the eyes of the beholder.
You must let your imagination run a bit, Mr. Bartal, in figuring out how to use this material.
As for what we have in hand right now, we can use this same material to do imaging of objects that are so small that they are smaller than the wavelengths of the light. Using these materials, we will be able in the future to image living cells in the natural environment. This thing cannot be done right now.
Well, tell us a bit about this material. I mean, can you compare this metamaterial to cotton, nylon, wool?
It's actually composed of natural materials, ordinary metals like silver or gold, and transparent materials that we call insulators. And the way to do it is just to make very, very small patterns from these two materials. For example, the ones that we report in Nature, we call this a fishnet structure.
How close are we to the day when you folks working in the lab can make a T-shirt out of this stuff and wear it out?
My guess is maybe in 30 or 40 years we'll see something like this.
Mr. Bartal, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Can you see me, by the way?
No, I think you are wearing some cloaking T-shirt.
A funny scientist. They're ones you worry about. Guy Bartal, research manager at the UC Berkeley Nanophotonics Lab. This is NPR News.